when do we become sinners? Is it true, as many Christians assert, and people outside the Christian faith want to believe, that people are not born sinful, but basically good? They only become sinful through what? Bad influence, bad company, the devices of the devil, or perhaps just poor choices?
I suppose if you wanted to put it in popular parlance, you'd say that sin is a matter of environment, not heredity. That's the myth.
Well, how do you respond to it?
Well, we do, of course, have a lot of sinful influences around us in the environment. But again, it is critical for us to see that our plight is deeper than that. And again, we need to see this in light of God's Word. The Old and the New Testament point out the sinful condition that we have from the first moments of our lives. In Psalm 51, David confesses, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me," going all the way back to the time of conception, which is, by the way, a great passage to show that you have a human person going back to the time of conception. Or in the New Testament, Romans 8, "The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God." Again, in the New Testament, Jesus says, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." This is all traceable, Todd, to the fall of Adam and Eve, after which people were no longer born in the image of God, as Adam and Eve were created. But rather, after the fall, people came out not in the image of God, but of sinful Adam. That's what Genesis 5 says. Adam had a son in his own image, not God's. And so St. Paul wrote, very appropriately, "Through the disobedience of the one man, Adam, the many, the whole human race, were made sinners."
Now, I'm thinking about the person who says, "I know what those passages say, but there's got to be a way around this, Dr. Sherb." This is, I mean, to look at the little baby, number one, they haven't had an opportunity to do anything. Number two, they seem to be innocent, at least until a point. And there is almost an unbearable conclusion that if this baby is truly a sinner like me, that a baby like that deserves to go to hell. How do you respond to those things?
I think people are beginning to get it, really get what God is saying in his law, when they finally say something a little bit different from what you were just characterizing, Todd, but I think this is really what lies at the bottom of it all. They say, "Hey, I don't have a chance then. I started off a sinner. I started off an object of wrath. I started off alienated from God and guilty in his sight. And I just can't do anything about it." And the old Adam in them blanches, of course, at that, because he doesn't like to be held to be the sinner that he is. And he doesn't want to admit that there's something that is beyond his control. And so I think that's what we're really getting at here, is that people don't like to finally come to grips with the fact that there's nothing that they can do to help or save themselves.
So does it make any sense, given the fact that this is a common plight, common to all, from conception, we are conceived in the image of sinful Adam, does it make any sense for people to compare their sins to someone else's sins as if to say, well, they're worse than me or I'm worse than them?
No, it really doesn't make any sense. Our sinful condition does make everything else a moot point. We quoted the passage earlier from James 2 that if someone keeps the entire law in every point but only failed in one respect, which is a highly hypothetical case, by the way, he would be guilty of it all. Well, yeah, in our sinful nature, we always stand guilty. And because we're sinners, we do acts of sin in an astonishing number of ways, not just one, like the passage in James says hypothetically. Maybe part of the problem is the words we use to talk about sin. Sometimes we speak of sin as trespass, like in the Lord's Prayer we say, "Forgive us our trespasses." That's a good biblical word to use, provided we understand it aright. It's not like God has put out a no trespassing sign, and we only occasionally cross over that line and then sinfully sort of do something we're not supposed to do by crossing over the line. It's really more like our entire lives are lived on the wrong side of the line.